It all started with boiled sweets. 18 years ago, the Swiss company Ricola approached agriculture researchers in Canton Valais, asking them to grow alpine plants for its herbal sweets. A group of 30 farmers took the plunge. They formed a cooperative, set aside 2.5 hectares of land, and never looked back. From this little seed, a vigorous shrub has grown. Valplant is based in the village of Saint-Branchet, just outside Martigny. Nicole Debrunner is managing director.
What you see here are the plantlets for the productors. That's the, if you want, the beginning of the season. We prepare for each productor the number of plantlets.
Hundreds of trays of seedlings, thyme, lemon balm, artemisia, chamomile, are waiting to be collected by the producers. In all, 45 varieties are grown by Valplant, each grown at the right altitude to bring out the required qualities. Nicole Debrunner showed me inside.
Oh, it smells wonderful in here.
So that's a trying box. And at the moment you have the first herbs. That's the mint. And the other one is the nettle. So that's a plant that is quite dry now.
It's here that the herbs are brought to be dried after being harvested. Ricola still accounts for half the 140 tons of dried herbs and flowers produced every year by Valplant. But the cooperative also provides substantial amounts to the cosmetics industry and makers of herbal teas. There are now 130 farmers involved. Nicole Debrunner says many have been persuaded to diversify out of economic necessity.
Now for the protection of the mountains, it is quite important that Valplant is existing, because with this we can offer them a possibility to stay where they are and they don't have to stop all the agriculture function. It is never 100% of the income is from the plants, but it is making about 40-50%, so it is really necessary to survive. Today I could say it's not possible for these producers to live without the plants.
Valplant has been credited with helping to slow down the rural exodus in Canton Valais. But even so, the cooperative still can't find enough producers. Business is booming to such an extent that it's struggling to meet demand. Of all the plants that Valplant grows, one has caught the attention more than any other. Nicole Debrunner took me up the mountain to see it.
So we have here a culture of Edelweiss. It is now the third year that this plant is here. And you see it is quite early in the season. There are some first flowers coming out there.
Valplant, with the help of cantonal researchers, was the first, and for now remains the only, company to cultivate this rare and fragile symbol of the Swiss Alps commercially. This domestication hasn't been an easy process, Nicole Debrunner says.
With different trials you are doing about 4 or 5 or 6 years, you find out all factor, and afterwards you know this will be the best conditions to do some cultures. And we are not really at the end of all these experiments.
Nevertheless, the 50 or so farmers who grew Edelweiss last year produced some 12 tons of flowers, or 3 tons when dry. Virtually all was sold to a pharmaceutical company, which uses the plant in an anti-wrinkle cream. Its anti-aging properties result from its exposure to strong ultraviolet light in the clear mountain air. Seeing a single Edelweiss in the wild can be an exhilarating experience. So imagine seeing a whole field of them, planted neatly in rows. Nicole Debrunner says tourists have started visiting these plots to have a look.
Yeah, they not only look, they pick up often one flower, but that's no problem. It's a sensation to have a culture of Edelweiss, and when it is in flowering, it is really this white. It's a white carpet, and it is impressioning, that's true.
A carpet of silver stars may be a beautiful sight, but for the Valplant producers, Edelweiss means money. With the market for organic aromatic plants continuing to grow, expect more struggling farmers to make the switch. For them, it represents the perfect herbal remedy.